All right, here we go. Welcome to the stock market update. Today is Thursday, June 23rd. As you can see, I'm traveling. I'm in Santa Monica. It is super early here. So, geez, Mark, we'll talk about this in a moment, but I'll let you do the intro real quick.
All righty. Well, hey, it's the 23rd, and the indices did close lower. Powell testified and admitted that a recession is possible. Bitcoin holds above 20,000. Crude oil keeps falling, and today's focus, initial jobless claims, and more. Plus, we'll show the trade that Marcus took yesterday. But before we dive in and show you what's moving the markets, if this is your first time, hi there. I'm Mark Hodge. That's Marcus. And he's a super smart guy too. And together we have more than 50 years or approximately 50 years of trading experience. And every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports. And then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If this is your first time, I know it can be overwhelming. So don't worry. We have a special video just for you that we will link in the description. And that's a great place to get started. But before we take a look at the charts and show you what we're doing in these markets, do you have a story, Marcus?
We got to talk about why. I mean, you see, I'm in the makeshift studio. I'm in Santa Monica. It is 6 o'clock. It is dark. It is cold. I mean, I got up at 5 o'clock. There's no coffee around here. But I felt I had to do this, and you started it. So let's take a look at. Let's catch everybody up here of what's happening. So right here, you see the back end of our YouTube channel. And you see when we do these stock market updates, we get around 3,000 views and we get what, like 170, 180 likes, something like this. And then Mark, you filled in for me. When was that? Last Friday. So last Friday, yeah. Mark filled in for me and did something super sneaky, suddenly got 375 likes. Now, Monday was a holiday, so on Tuesday with this stock market together, and I said, hey, what's going on here with the likes? So Mark gets all the likes, and together when we did it, we got 417 likes. But then since I was in California yesterday and I did not want to get up at 5 a.m. in the morning, I think this is just brutal. This is ungodly. This is not what we're supposed to do as humans, I think. At least my body screams like, let's not do it. So Mark, you did another stock market update yesterday. And I don't know what you did, what you promised them, but look at this. 616 likes. I mean, this is like unbelievable. More than 600. So this is why I'm here this morning, because I just want to ask you. So do you want us to do the stock market updates together, or you want to let this super smart guy? And last night we talked about it and I said, dude, you got 600 likes. You know what that means. Your response was, no. And I said, yes. Anyhow, that's why I'm here this morning. So we gotta settle this. So if you prefer us doing these stock markets updates together, give us a like. We'll count the likes and we'll fill you in tomorrow of what's happening.
My vote is together. I enjoy doing them with you, Marcus. So I hope that there are a few likes today as well.
But it's been fun. I enjoy doing it with you, clearly. But right now, this is not my time. Okay. Anyhow, let's take a look at the markets and what's happening. So yesterday, let me just jump over here to do the screen share. And yesterday, the markets were down across the board, but I mean, everything considering, it wasn't bad. But because if you look at a 5-minute chart, that actually tells the story. I mean, the markets opened sharply lower and then rebounded throughout the day.
Yeah, and Marcus, it was actually a very similar chart to the previous day, where you see the gap higher and then a rally in the morning, kind of a pullback and just kind of sideways. So very, very similar, but you're right. You could almost say it was a win because we erased the losses in the morning, traded sideways, dipped a little bit at the end, but it was a small loss overall.
Yeah, and I mean, we had pretty bad news coming out yesterday, and the big one was Powell. Powell was testifying in front of Congress, and told Congress that the Fed is strongly committed on inflation, but also said a recession is possible. And this is where everything goes out of the window right now, the soft landing. This is where we have a bunch of banks now saying, oh yeah, okay, the likelihood of a recession is increasing.
Yeah, and he pretty much said that a soft landing is going to be challenging. You know, that's been the focus, that's been the goal, that's been what they're trying to achieve. But he's, you know, pretty much said, okay, this is going to be a little tough.
Yeah. So this is where this morning we had the latest investment bank. It was UBS raising the odds to a recession of 69%. And I mean, over the past few days and weeks, we already had several banks talking about recession. I think Citigroup said it is around 50%.
Yeah. Yep.
Who else did we have weighing in?
Goldman Sachs said the probability of a downturn is higher and more front-loaded than it was previously. And in a note on Monday saying that its bet of a recession is up to 30%, up from 15%. So and actually, it increased the odds to 48%, I believe. So they're tossing around some numbers.
Yeah, I mean, with all this news, it's actually pretty promising that the indices hung in there. I mean, the S&P down 0.13%, also the NASDAQ down 0.15%, Dow. I mean, pretty much all in line. And this is where really interesting also to see that yesterday mortgage rates were also declining.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, that would be a good thing, because I think that's
what we're looking at right now.
That's the extra kick in the pants.
Right. And then, I mean, crude oil. I mean, yesterday, a slump of 7%. So we're coming from 124. This morning, marching a little bit higher. But I mean, crude oil is the one that we keep an eye on, because this is right now driving a lot of the inflation argument here.
The lower crude oil getting back below 100, that would definitely help. And I can't remember, pardon me, who it was, but there was an analyst that said that they believe that a recession, like being at basically, is already 85% priced into the market, right? So maybe that's kind of where we're at, and why yesterday wasn't so bad, with Powell basically accepting that it's likely. It's that investors and traders have already pretty much priced it in.
Right, right. And so this is where we need to talk about interest rates, right? And I want to bring up the FedWatch tool here. And I mean, pretty much right now, everybody is expecting a 0.75% rate hike again, although it dropped slightly. I mean, let's actually look at the comparison here. Oh, no, it's still hanging at 90. But if you take a look at what a difference a month make. A month ago, most market participants thought that in this meeting, that is at the end of July, July 27th, they only do a 0.25% hike. And this has massively shifted to doing a 0.75% hike. So that is a huge difference here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's that challenging soft landing.
Yeah, but when we look at the markets, I think the markets just like the idea that, okay, the uncertainty is getting out, because the uncertainty is, will we have a soft landing? What will the Fed do? How aggressive they will be? And this is why I think yesterday was kind of good news that Powell said, okay, yes, a recession is possible. Yes, we will be more aggressive. Yes, we will get back to the 2%. It might take a while. So the markets are right now reacting to this like, okay, we do have some more certainty. Because if you look at this morning, I mean, if you look at the NASDAQ, we're looking at a pretty strong opening thus far. I mean, up 0.75%.
Yeah, and although the last 2 weeks were nasty, right now, based on this move, we're up over 3% for the week if this continues. So nice little bounce.
Yeah, so we will see. I mean, it's Thursday. It was a short trading week, or it is a short trading week, because Monday was a holiday. And we do still have quite a few economic reports on the calendar. So For today, the big one again, Fed Chair Powell testifying, but I think that there's nothing new that will come out today. He said what he wanted to say yesterday, and he already got grilled yesterday. So I don't think that this is a major factor today. But now all eyes are on unemployment claims and also here the flash services and manufacturing PMI, usually orange flag reports. But right now everybody wants to see, okay, is the recession coming? How hard will it hit us? And when is it coming? And this is when we start looking at these kind of reports.
True. And, you know, with unemployment claims, they were basically in line with expectations. No real, big difference there. Flash manufacturing, PMI, those types of reports will be closer watch.
All right. So we will take a look at the trade that I took yesterday. But before we do this, I noticed something this morning that I did not catch. Did you see that Facebook, who renamed themselves to Meta last year, now also changed its symbol? Did you see that?
No, I missed that.
If you type in FB right now for Facebook, Meta comes up. So somehow sneakily over the last few days or weeks, I don't know, I didn't even notice this, but so Facebook's symbol is now also Meta.
Yeah, and I saw a quick little blurb there, but Facebook CEO believes that there will be 1 billion people spending a couple $100 a piece in the metaverse. And so that's the goal.
I think that the metaverse at some point might be big, but right now we see for Facebook, it has not been good. I mean, Facebook from the high right now is down 60%. So this is because advertisers are pulling back on the advertising budget and all other problems that they have right now.
Yeah, yet to be proven, but sometimes when you have bigger ideas and you're testing new waters, that's the trade-off.
Right. All right. So let's talk about the trade. So I still have BUD shares that I got assigned, and this looks good this morning, pre-market trade up. So I'm looking to sell calls against it today. I still have the NVIDIA shares. So that looks good up this morning, TPR. And then yesterday, I jumped on the bandwagon with MasterCard. I mean, you already did this trade last week. So you sold puts last week and you sold the 304 puts, right? Oops. I don't know. I hope that I'm still there. It seems that Mark is frozen. So let's just continue here. Hope that this works. Anyhow, so I jumped on the bandwagon yesterday. Sold the 297.50 puts for MasterCard expiring tomorrow for 40% annualized. Anyhow, so that's what's going on. So I don't know whether just Mark dropped out or we have a problem here with our live stream. Either way, I hope that you enjoyed today's live stream. Keep in mind, give us a like if you like both of us here. And then we have a few videos for you that you can watch right over there right now of how we trade the markets. And we'll start trading with our mastermind right now. And I urgently need a coffee. Okay. Have a great rest of your day.